Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer, and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast. And as you've heard it right, the introduction is from the song Pop of Ate by the Flexbomb Girls, from, of course, The Addiction of Everybody, Drag Race Philippines. So I just think that it's fitting for me to do this song as the season ends today, tomorrow, or whenever you hear this. But yeah, basically this recording is taped October 11th, so this is the day before the finale episode. So I hope that, you know, you get to celebrate and, you know, enjoy the show as I did, because I'm a big RuPaul's Drag Race fan. So I'm hoping that, you know, through this, it introduced the art form of Drag Race to local people. And obviously, as you know, you've seen, if you're a fan as well, you'll notice that it's much different how it was edited. It's more emotional. And then if you do not watch the show just yet, I think it's really very entertaining. It's for everybody. A lot of minor editing shall be made, direction-wise, and storylines shall be, I think, a little bit furnished or refined. I can't remember. I mean, I can't pinpoint what the word is. But yeah. So, we will be discussing one by one, like, the best lyrics of this particular song, because if you haven't watched RuPaul's Drag Race or any Drag Race franchise, there's always going to be like one challenge that every girl will write a verse of their own. So basically this particular song was written by the first group, which we call Flexbomb Girls, or the second group, which we call Flexbomb Girls, which consists of Marina Summers, Turing, Brigading, Eva La Queen, and Lady Morgana. So they're called Flexbomb Girls. So it's not a big spoiler, because this is going to be like the third episode. So if you haven't watched it, like, go for it, because it's super entertaining. And yeah, as I was saying, it's really just these girls writing them down, like the lyrics of the song. Particularly, this song, I believe, was produced by Moof. So, he often creates, like, these great party songs, I believe. So, like, yeah. So, I guess this one's fitting for the queens as well. So, I like it. I like it. Third episode is, like, the best episode, I believe. So, please get your HBO Go, or get WOW Presents Plus, or Discovery Plus, I'm not sure what it's called, but yeah, please do watch it, because it's super entertaining. So, to go back to the song, basically, the challenge was for them to write a verse for this existing song already, and discuss their, what do you call this, insecurities, and how they face them, basically. So there are two versions of the song. One is from Flexbomb Girls, and I believe the other one is for PPE's Pink Pussy Energy, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, my favorite queen is from that group, the PPE Girls, which is Venus Deluxe, and I believe like he has the best verse out of the bunch. But I guess collectively, the Flexbomb Girls' sis version is more entertaining, and it's super catchy. And if you've not seen the choreography, it was fire. And they performed it live, actually, on circuit. If you're from the Philippines, you know what I meant. It was the Globe Day. It was September 17. They performed it live, and it was still fire, the same way that they performed and the recording of course the show. So yeah, so I'll be drilling down one by one each verses. Hopefully we do have time for that. But yeah, this is such a good song. I love listening to this. This is like my addiction for the longest time. Kalain na itong si Bading ay kaya kang pasabugin. Sumsugod, lumalaban, katabaan di naging hadlang. So we are still fun, I love this, nada, adieu, I'ma say let's do it. So yes, so that's Turing. Love her to death. Like how she was presented on the show. She was like a big front runner. I love her. I love her presence. And I love the lyrics. Boom, Turing. Hindi mo akalain na itong si Bading ay kaya kang pasabugin. So like, on brand, she's a plus size girl. Heavily bodied and like super confident and good dancer. So like, how it was written, she was insecure about her figure, but then she overcomes it. And I think one of the great verses too. And I think, well, sorry, spoiler alert, but she won this particular round. So yeah, let's listen in and go to the other verses, which are entertaining as well. Your Majesty, call her Miss Eva. I'm classy, I'm sassy, but at home, kaliwa. You know the things that you can do are not the things that define you. Find your purpose in your heart and nothing can stop you. There, if you heard it, find your purpose in your heart and nothing can stop you. Something to that effect. And also, she's highlighting that she doesn't dance as well as the other girls. But man, like Eva LeQueen, as you grow and progress watching the show, you'll eventually like love her to death. So yeah, I mean, it was a strong verse, but not as strong as I guess Turing's. So let's listen in and, you know, celebrate and party. Fresh fish on a silver platter, serving up like a fried fried dinner. I'm the new kid in the city. I know I'm a young, but when do you see me? King Conker. Age is just a number. Oh my god, it's not Marina. I'm a Filipino winner. Okay. Come on, let's just settle this down. I mean, come on. Marina is like the fucking serve of the season. Like, I love her to death. Like, actually, well, Vinyas and Marina are my favorites. Like, I've watched Marina won Drug Cartel in Nectar, a club here in the Philippines. So, I fucking love her so much. So, I am rooting for her. And this particular verse, everybody, because it's English, so everybody understood it well. And it's at par with the verses of, like, the great drag queens in US. So, yeah, I love them. I love this. And it's super catchy, like, how it ended. Oh my god, is that Marina? I'm your Filipina winner. And I wouldn't be shocked if she will win. But yeah, let's see and let's hear the chorus, how good it was constructed. Off out there, I'm good for off out there, I'm incredible. Off out there, I'm a superstar. I'm the winning queen. You can see it from afar. Super catchy, right? The chorus is fire. Come on. Papa Fate, I'm beautiful. Papa Fate, I'm incredible. I mean, what a way to like celebrate the drag art form. So yeah, super nice song. Let's listen into the next verse. Bring it on, darlings. I am the brightest star. A boy with big dreams, brave enough to fly far. You can reach for the heights. Don't let them take your ride. I'm here to say one thing. I am your queen. I am your queen, brigading ding ding. So as you will see and like follow the storyline of this particular show, you'll know that she is pushed as someone who doesn't have a branding. But I personally like her. I watch her in all her in all her shows in Obar. I'm a big fan of hers already. And I mean, at least in his verse, he really highlighted that he fly far. He has a dream of his own. And, like, bring it home, darling. So, like, it's just him being a good performer. That's why he flew far and performed in other, you know, other bars abroad. So, yeah. Love her to death. Such a serve. Such a talented queen. Good lip syncer. I just hate the villain edit of it all. But, yeah. Ugh! Love her to death. But yeah, I mean, she's one of the top three favorite, four, top four favorites. But yeah, let's get it on and like celebrate a Bisaya representative from Davao. The Ligon! Hello, the Ligon. So basically, she's highlighting that she's from the province and that, you know, that usually is because there's this thing, well, I guess in every city in the world, like the major cities in the world, there will be like imperialist type of city, which in this case, here in the Philippines, we do, I mean, some of people call imperialist Manila, which everything is basically centered in this city. Everybody is like, you know, celebrated and like infer from the Manila. Somewhat people feel like you're superior, something to that effect. I'm not confirming it nor, you know, denying it, but yeah, to some extent that actually is true. So I mean, she's just highlighting that, and that even though she's from the province, she can, you know, compete against the Manila people. And Lady Morgana, like, spot on. She has a branding, she knows her drag, and this, I mean, her local drag is like built from the streets, and like these are beautiful, talented performances, and I believe like it should also be celebrated. So yeah, so let's just hear the last chorus and then we can then watch the next or the last episode of Drag Race Philippines. I'm good for looks, pop off a day. I'm incredible, pop off a day. I'm a superstar, I'm the winning queen. You can see it from afar. Pop off a day. I'm good for looks, pop off a day. I'm incredible, pop off a day. I'm a superstar, I'm the winning queen. You can see it from afar. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did creating this episode. So if you do have time, please do support the girls, may it be on their live shows or just watching the Drag Race Philippines on whatever application you have repeatedly, just so you know, Ru will know that, you know, we do have the power to celebrate our own drag, because again, there are a lot of queens still that has not joined the competition just yet. So come on, please, let's give this show like 10 more seasons just for us to like celebrate the local drag and local craftsmanship or local talent of the Filipinos, because like again, it is very personalized to the local setting. The jokes are landing because it's our local humor that they're celebrating, and yeah, the talent is just perfect. So for me, if you're listening to this and you've watched it, I don't want to say personally who I want to win, but you've heard it basically. Who I'm biased to in this whole episode. So yeah, just know that I'm supporting her, and if she wins, let's just celebrate. But yeah, again, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Bye!